All right, it's called this meeting to order. City of Unalaska Historic Preservation Commission regular meeting. It's Thursday, August 17th. It is 6 p.m. Can I please get a roll call?
Schlangel?
Here.
Marquez?
Here.
Beckley?
Here.
And Nutfield.
We got no, Commissioner Hatfield is not present or not on the phone.
And no Humka.
And no Humka. Okay, thank you. We have a quorum.
Yes.
Roger, thank you. Okay, we have the agenda in front of us this evening. Is there any revisions to the agenda?
Yes, I did not include the minutes from February 16th. So we can skip that.
No minutes. Will they be presented at the next meeting?
They'll be presented at the next meeting. I didn't include them, and I don't know if they're done. That was roughly around the time that Terry departed the department.
Okay.
So I didn't check.
All right. Thank you. It's noted. Okay. Hearing no revisions besides the minutes, draft minutes of February 16th, we will consider the agenda adopted. Appearance requests this evening, I don't think we have any. Nothing's rang on the phone, okay. Announcements, anybody have anything pertinent to the community that they'd like to shout out?
I have an announcement for the planning department. We have a new director. It's Cameron Dean. He'll be coming back from Anchorage. He's going to be taking over for Bill, and he will be here. I believe September 21st is his first day, but I'm not 100% certain on all of that.
I'm sorry, what day was it?
September 21st.
Ish, okay.
Somewhere around there.
Ish, okay.
They're coming in on the ferry, so that may be, I don't know, flexible if the ferry gets canceled or something. I'm not privy to all of the stuff.
Oh, that's good news. We got a director coming in. That's good. And Cameron obviously is familiar with the community, so that's great to hear. Coming back. All right. And then just, do we have the legislators and senators here?
Yeah, we had the legislative visit today. Representatives from state and federal, as well as our, lobbyist. So she was here as well. We drove them around town, toured them from the airport all the way through to the Spit and all the way down to the Trident facility to Memorial Park to see the cemetery, George Fox's stone, past the church, and they went out to the geothermal landing site or to the campsite, the work site as well. So.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's good. That's put some boots on the ground so they can maybe send some money this way so we can get her done.
Absolutely.
All right.
And the last reminder is that Saturday is the Heart of the Aleutians Festival. It's noon to 6 p.m. downtown, weather dependent because it's outdoors. It may be held inside PCR instead. And I believe Rainier, you're DJing. So, yep, come by.
All right, sounds good.
Yep.
Sounds good, thank you. All right, anything else? Okay, the minutes, as we previously mentioned, won't be, they're not in the packet tonight, so we'll catch on the next meeting. Public hearing, this would be normally an opportunity for the public to comment or ask questions, and there's no one here. And there's no items, discussion item, I guess. Work session. No, we're not voting anything, so it's just discussion.
Right, so it's a work session. If you guys choose to create a resolution during the work session, okay. There is, however, no one here.
Right, Roger. Okay, nothing under old business and nothing under new business. That brings us right into work session. Item number one, letter from Forrest Cranda, archaeologist with the Army Corps of Engineers, regarding proposed environmental investigations at Little South America on a Mackinac Island and Summers Bay, Humpy Cove on Unalaska Island. The purpose of this letter is to notify you of a federal undertaking and to seek your concurrence on an assessment of effect. Okay. The letter is included in your packet. Hopefully you've had an opportunity to read this. Do you have anything you want to add to that, Thomas?
So I'll just kind of give you the long and short of it. Forrest is one of the archaeologists with the Army Corps of Engineers who comes out here on a semi-regular basis, depending on what and where they're working. They are currently going to be digging through a couple of facilities that are left over from World War II, and you'll see them on Bunker Hill and out in Humpy Cove. There's a power plant underground storage tank. There's an underground storage tank at the latrines up on Little South America, up on Bunker Hill. And the LSA building is the mess hall up there as well. So they're going to be going through and looking to clear out anything that might be up there. They're going to be drilling in to bedrock, looking for a water source, any kind of groundwater. And if there's groundwater, they will be putting in a well, testing it, and then decommissioning the well pretty much all in one swoop. As you can see, this is the former mess hall. There's virtually nothing left. This is a photo of the latrine further up the hill. Again, you can see the oil tank, but virtually, again, nothing of real significance left. So maybe that sink. That'd be pretty cool. The reason why you guys are getting these letters is because basically these are historic sites. These are part of the National Historic Register for the overall area, and this is federal money, so this is all part of their due diligence and due process to disturb the site. If there's anything of concern to you guys about them disturbing those sites, this would be the chance to comment. If there's anything that you guys feel is relevant, this would be that chance to comment. Keep in mind that this is specifically for those three buildings, not for everything overall. So any comments that you have, keep them relevant to this.
Thank you. Yeah, just looking through here, it seems like this is kind of a matter of a procedure for them, and just an act of transparency and for the procedure and them to follow up, because some of these sites have already been dug on, and so this is kind of a continuation to monitor. So this is great that they keep us in the loop. I see that OC and other peoples that are, you know, possibly concerned have been CC'd on this, as well as SHPO. So I imagine if there was anybody with any real issue, it would probably be either SHPO or OC or something. But I'm just curious, is OC's new cleanup company, are they the ones contracted to do this?
OCE.
OCE, yeah. Are they the ones doing this?
Yeah.
Work?
They're going back up on the mountainside because they dug up there and they sent samples all out, so they were waiting for the scientists to tell them if it was still had contamination, then they would start digging again. They just keep going over,
right,
and double check to see if they cleaned it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see the findings here at the end too. Basically, their recommendation was no historic properties affected on and the last one, no adverse effect. So I mean, I don't see any issue. If anybody has any comments or questions. Okay, hearing none, This was a non-action item, but this is an opportunity for us. If we had any recommendations, we could make a proposal. So this just is an opportunity, I guess. I don't have any. I don't know if anybody else has any. All right. Well, I guess we won't beat this up any longer. Thomas, you got anything else to add?
Nothing.
Okay. All right. All right, well, moving through items on the Historic Preservation Commission meeting this evening, all items are done. We will consider this meeting adjourned at 6:11 p.m. Thank you.
And just one thing in general, if you guys have anything that you want to bring to Historic Preservation, please send me an email, copy me on stuff. Let me know what's going on. Either bring whatever it is into the office. That way we actually have things to put on these agendas. The state prefers that we do one of these every quarter, but I don't necessarily have anything to give you every quarter. So
in order to keep it legit, though, I think we have to show a record that we had at least so many meetings a year.
Yeah, it should be 4 meetings a year, once a quarter. The state understands that we don't necessarily have something, but I do try to bring things to you for review when they do come up. So like I said, if there's anything that ever comes to your guys' attention or mind or whatever, please let me know and I will gladly put it on an agenda for you.
Well, I've always got things I'll bring up and keep beating up, like, you know, the documentation that they have around town. I really enjoy that. I'd like to see some more of that. The kind of, you know, like the sites that shows the history, and it gives people opportunity to just stop and like look at a picture and read this and be like, wow, check it out. Like, I think that's amazing. Like, I would love to see more of that. And even maybe in an artistic and creative way, like, you know, maybe signs that maybe use something that was historic, but we can label it, you know, under that conversation. I don't know. Something more modern and like a signage for mileage or something. I don't know. All right. Well, we'll move on here. Let's get our planning commission meeting started here. If you guys are ready. Thomas, are you ready?
Yep.
Get to my page here. Okay. We're all ready here. All right.
And it's package page 20.
Got it. All right. Let's call this meeting to order. It's 6:14 p.m. This is the City of Unalaska Planning Commission and Planning Board regular meeting. It's Thursday, August 17th, 2023. Can I get a roll call, please?
Williams? Are you here?
Oh, here.
Twangle?
Here.
Marquez?
Here.
Bagley?
Here.
No Hatfield. You have a quorum?
I have a quorum, thank you. All right. Okay, we have the agenda here in front of us. Is there any revisions, additions, comments on the agenda? Hearing none, we'll consider the agenda adopted. Any appearance request for this evening's meeting? Hearing none, nobody on the phone? Okay, nobody here in the gallery. And announcements, I guess we can repeat quick, maybe the same for the record.
We have a new planning director. His name is Cameron Dean. You guys know him. He used to be our GIS guy. He'll be here the 21st. Saturday is Heart of the Aleutians. And today we had the legislative visit. They'll be here tomorrow. They're staying overnight. And my understanding is their plane got bumped from like 10 a.m. to 1 in the afternoon. So they've got a few extra hours here. We had a good visit. Everybody was very impressed with everything they saw. And hopefully they will be spending copious amounts of federal and state dollars in town.
Perfect. Thank you for that repeat, Thomas.
You got it.
Okay. Anybody else got any other announcements? Alrighty. The minutes were included with this packet. Draft minutes from the July 20th, 2023 meeting. Hopefully everyone's had a chance to glance over those. Is anybody... have any issues with the minutes? Any corrections or anything? All in favor of approving the draft minutes of July 20th, 2023 minutes, indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All right, the minutes are approved. Thank you. Item number one under public hearing, resolution 2023-06, a resolution recommending to the City Council the vacation of Lavelle Court on Block 1, Plat 92-12, Reservoir Hill Subdivision, and Block 2 Alpha, Plat 97-14, on Alaska Pedestrian Pathway for the purposes of replatting as a single parcel. Now, this is an opportunity for the public to say any comments or questions, and there's nobody here from the public tonight and nobody on the phone, so we're just going to go ahead and jump right ahead. There's nothing in old business, which leads us to new business item number one. Again, resolution 2023-06, resolution recommending to the City Council the vacation of Lavelle Court on Block 1, Plat 92-12. Reservoir Hill Subdivision and Block 2A, Plat 97-14, Unalaska Pedestrian Pathway for the purposes of replatting as a single parcel. Can I get a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2023-06?
I make a motion.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Discussion. Staff. Okay, make or a presentation, sorry. It's all good.
Yep. All right, so Lavelle Court is a paper street that exists only in our fantasies and on a signpost. It basically is the parking lot of the clinic, as you can see in the image here. Well, shared between the clinic and the skate park. Packet page 26. So the reality is, the clinic's trying to put in a CT machine so we can do advanced imaging and send it out to Anchorage so we don't necessarily have to medevac every single thing that we think might possibly be bad. Now we can actually confirm and do a little bit better triage, which would save both residents time, would save community time, would save industry time and money all the way down. However, because of the cul-de-sac on paper, their addition does not quite meet setbacks. In addition to that, also there's a grant funding opportunity to expand and renovate and make serious changes to the clinic for the better. In terms of capabilities and ability. So in order to do that, we need to be able to combine both lots into a single lot and then release or adjust the lease that's existing in order to include the two lots. The reason why that you're seeing this is because 8.08020 Section J, which is a part of our platting code, vacation of the public right-of-ways. A platted street may not be vacated except on petition of the city or of the owners of a majority of the land fronting the part of the street sought to be vacated. Said vacation shall be submitted to the board for recommendation to the City Council. A vacation of a city or public right-of-way may not be made without the consent of the City Council, so the City Council shall have 60 days from the decision of the board in which to veto a vacation of a street. If no veto was received by the board within 60-day period, consent of the City Council shall be considered to have been given to the vacation. So, long and short of that is, this is your recommendation to City Council that yes, there's really no reason for us to have a paper street in the clinic parking lot. So we should vacate that, and that would put us on the first step to combining the lots and then giving the clinic site control, which is a fancy way of saying a new lease so that they can secure grant money and do construction that they need to do in order for us to have better modern medicine. Nobody seems to know why it exists. I haven't heard from anyone. I've spoken to several people who Lavelle is that it's named after. So your guess is as good as mine as to why it's there. All three of the lots that, or the two lots that it serves have access to Airport Beach Road, and one of them has Airport Beach Road and Ravenway access. So it's not like it really serves any purpose beyond being the driveway. So staff recommends approval.
Okay. All right, thank you. Before we continue, I should probably say something here. I wrote a note and I forgot to mention. So I own the property directly above this, and so I'm not sure if it's a conflict of interest or just, I guess I want to just throw that out there that I am the direct property owner above this this lot and proposed to be recombined. So I don't know, does anybody have seen any problems with that?
No, because if there's a recombination, the subdivision doesn't include your property, so that you're not affected by it effectively. Also, you are not a neighbor of the street itself, and you do not have financial gain from vacating the street or combining the parcels. So all the way around, there does not appear to be a conflict.
Go ahead.
This isn't near the crossroad there, is it?
It is.
Because it's been there 22 years, and I do not want to see it moved.
No.
It might be moved?
This does not affect the cross.
Okay.
We will...
That might be actually kind of within the realm of the walkway, possibly. I'm not sure the road right of way, and there's so
far back enough for the right of way or not. Okay. I would be extremely surprised if the clinic was in any way constructing in such a way that they would need to.
The setback requirements would push them beyond that, anyways.
Regardless,
yes.
Anything in the side
edge. Yeah, we're gonna make sure that. That isn't nothing. I don't think would ever conflict with that. Okay, so no conflict of interest. That's good. You guys have any issue? Just of my being a property above it. Just curious. I'm always open for
straightforward.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the only thing I see to play devil's advocate would be like if I didn't like what they were building there and I thought it impeded on my view and thought it could be detrimental to my property, and I guess I could sway my opinion, but. But on that point alone, I will say that I'm glad to see this property going in this direction, preferably to what was before was talked about, was making the new police station there. And I feel like there's some other property that could be designated for that. And I feel like this is a better option for the long term of the community by doing this personally. That's my opinion on this. So I don't know if you guys got any comments or questions. Now's the time.
Nope, I was just worried about my son's cross. Well, I was the only one. My granddaughter should be too. Asking questions.
So I just, nobody knows who Lavelle was. There's no like historical significance by doing this.
No idea.
Okay. Lavelle's cousin.
All right.
And
so I do have a question, Thomas.
Yep.
So I see the plat, and I see the lot, which I'm assuming is the Reservoir Hill subdivision, block 1, plat 92. But where is the second? It shows the Unalaska pedestrian pathway. So there's
two. So it's on the second page. I think packet page 28. Yep, 28. It's in the bottom left hand corner. So you see block 1 is in here, but then block 2A. This is part of the Y Lavelle Courts shown on this one as well. Radii and everything around.
Oh, so they're calling this lot the pedestrian. Okay, Unalaska pedestrian pathway. That's the plat or.
That's the name of the plat.
Okay.
What happened was at this point in time, they cut back a portion of the right of way. in order to provide sidewalk.
Okay. That's why there's a kind of a weird jog in the other lot that you see there.
Yeah. Yep.
This is why I was wanting the city to acquire that lot and then replat that edge so it matches the sidewalk, and we could have either a turning lane or a broader, wider sidewalk, just for safety view purposes around that corner. But anyway, obviously that's another subject. But yeah, does anybody else have any more questions on this? Sorry, I'm just glancing through my notes here, seeing if I wrote any other questions. I don't think I have any others.
So, I got a question.
Go ahead, turn on your mic.
Turn your mic there. Did you say something about having to talk to the city council meeting when they're having a meeting about naming it?
Not about naming it. That would be part of when they were plotting it out originally. It would have been something.
Yeah, because I can't believe it.
They actually didn't have an ordinance about naming streets at that time.
No, but I mean the...
I actually found the ordinance about naming streets. It came after these plats were generated.
I'm 70, and I have never heard of Lavelle, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the books I've read, I haven't found that name.
Yeah.
So I want to know how they got it.
Lavelle's time to shine is coming to an end, unfortunately. All right, so I do have one other question wrote down here, and it has to do with utility right-of-way. Is there any designated utility right-of-way in that Lavelle court, and by abandoning it, will that eliminate any of those right-of-ways? No.
The utilities, I have to double-check. But I do not believe that utilities, there's no utilities through there that service anything other than the clinic.
Currently, yes.
So nothing would be, it effectively wouldn't change.
The only thing advantageous that I see with that Lavelle court that comes in there is there's a wastewater manhole deal that I think goes in there, or at least it feeds out to the road there. And the advantage that particular spot has over, let's say right here where we're sitting at City Hall, is that this has to be pumped into the force feed into the gravity to gravity beyond us, whereas the clinic actually gravity feeds in. And so, again, I guess the only person to be advantageous would be me if I ever hooked in. I might be losing the option to possibly go downhill and hook into the Lavelle court spot, I guess is what I'm getting to. But
we would run your utility down.
There's nothing in the road currently, and it's all bedrock. So
right.
Drill,
no, but yeah, we would. If we were going to be running it, that's the direction we would take, down Raven Way and into that system. I mean, there's going to be a building on that other portion of the lot. They're expanding all the way across, and they're going to be expanding forward towards where the skate park building is.
Have you seen drawings of this?
One preliminary drawing 8-10 months ago.
Okay.
That was not supposed to be something that I was supposed to have seen.
Okay.
It's
unofficial.
At the time, proprietary and unofficial.
Okay.
The reality is, if we were going to be doing a sewer system for you, it would definitely have to go down Raven Way, or it would have to go up.
Yeah, I'm either going to have to pump, but obviously, you know, gravity seems to make more sense. But I was just thinking of any disadvantages of abandoning that and possibly the right-of-way. But there's going to be a structure, you're saying, that's going to extend from the existing building, no gap, right? And then it'll come this...
Not to my knowledge. Okay. There should be no...
Okay.
And again, hypotheticals.
Yeah.
Because I know that the design that I saw has already changed.
Okay.
So...
All right. One last time. Any other questions or comments on this vacation of this Lavelle court? All right. With that being said, all in favor of approving Resolution 2023-06, recommend to the City Council the vacation of Lavelle court. Indicate by saying aye.
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 All right, resolution is approved. Thank you. Well, moving on. we have an item here this evening that's under, sorry, bear with me here. It's a work session.
It is a work session item.
Yep, we have work session item, and that is a letter from the Unalaska Corporation dated July 25th regarding Planning Commission decision on Resolution 2023-03, a resolution approving a conditional use permit for a cellular tower on a lot zone high-density residential on the leased portion of Tract A, Block 6. How do you say this subdivision? Can you pronounce that for me?
That would be Ilulac.
Ilulac.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay, in the packet here is the letter, and hopefully you guys have read it. And Thomas, if you want to just kind of brief us on
it. All right, so to read it into the record officially, Dear Planning Commission, the Unalaska Corporation would like to ask that the Planning Commission of the City of Unalaska meet to vote on the original cell tower lease request for Ululac subdivision by Optimera submitted in April of 2023. The alternative location on the last agenda was voted on but not approved by OC. We do not agree that the alternative site is the best location and use of our property. We appreciate the opportunity to discuss the original lease request as stated at the previous Planning Commission discussion. The original location is 1, near the easement, and 2, near a similar structure already in place, and 3, located on an area of the Ilulac subdivision that will not break up the rest of the developable land. In reference to comments made by the community and committee against this tower location, the OC recognizes the authenticity of their concerns, and we thank the Planning Commission and city staff for researching their validity. There was one comment undermining Optimera as a local choice for communications infrastructure, and we felt that was unnecessary and devalued the Planning Commission process. It is possible such comments could discourage other local entities from pursuing their business goals. The OC has worked with Optimera to bring people and resources together where communications are lacking, and the Ilulac lease request is building on that work. A good example of collaboration with Optimera is the Missing and Murdered Indigenous People MMIP forums held here in Unalaska, one at the Burma Road Chapel and one here in City Chambers. Both facilities needed dependable internet capabilities to ensure participants could have access to the important discussions and testimonials from the region and the U.S. United States Attorney General's teams and offices. The Optimera set up live streaming for both events and helped local families and tribe staff connect to their resources for emergency planning, justice, and grief counseling. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to the next meeting. Sincerely, Denise Rankin, President. So, that was forwarded to me by Larissa. Says, thanks for the heads up to get our request in by Wednesday. Attached is our letter. I believe you still have application documents for Matt, and everything's been CC'd and copied. Says, let me know what time and date for the next meeting. I did remind them that we had the meeting this Thursday. But I did also mention to them that we would just be going over their letter. We are not going to be meeting as a item, as a
decision.
Yes, as a resolution.
Yeah.
So, that then led to another email. In this email, I emailed Charles and said, hey, here's the short end of it, because this is less official. There was an appeal period. No one appealed on either side. The appeal period ended on June 11th. And at the time, throughout the meeting, there was no clear indication that OC was going to deny construction in that area. So the decision of the Planning Commission was made largely based on possibly acquiring permission, on that assumption. So the question is it too late to appeal? Which it is. But the application, can it be submitted for the north side, or does it have to sit in the graveyard for a year before it can be reviewed again? To which Charles has emailed and said, the extent to which the 12-month waiting period described by 8-12-200H applies depends on the details of the Planning Commission's actions, but there may be an easier solution. 8-12-200H places a waiting period on reapplication, except that the Director of Planning may consent to a new hearing if, in the opinion of the Director of Planning, new evidence or a change of circumstances warrants it. If the Planning Commission's decision significantly relied upon the assumption that OC would agree to provide Optumera the required lease, OC's subsequent objection to that lease is a change in circumstances that could warrant a rehearing. Based on the information below, Charles, my view is that this is within the planning director's discretion to allow rehearing of the application. And then he goes on to indicate that if we send more information, that it would fall under those requirements for rehearing or the 12-month waiting period. To send him the additional information. It did not, based on this letter, it was not really relevant for us to send all of that extra information and incur more attorney's fees, because you pretty much gave us the answer right there. So, what effectively is before you today is several options. Option number one, you say thank you for the letter and decide to do nothing, at which point OC has to turn around and tell Optumera that, no, we do not want you to build there, and Optumera doesn't build there, and no tower goes up. Option number two, you guys choose to have a recommendation to Bill to bring the item back to the Planning Commission, based on the new evidence of OC not wanting to make that lease, because that was what you based your decision on. Or option number three is you outright choose specifically not to do that. So there's those kind of three choices there. Bill, as the planning director, will follow what recommendation Planning Commission makes. So he will either bring it back or not based on your choices.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. All right. This is kind of interesting. So I guess I've got a couple things to say on this, and I kind of got some opinion on it as well. First of all, I just want to make, so you're saying Bill is still the acting director?
Bill is still the acting director until
Cameron
gets here.
Okay. So it would be,
this would,
if we put this on his lap and say, you have the power to bring this back. And the advantage that I would see for that, regardless of what we decide, whether we vote no or yes or anything, what that does is it restarts the whole clock, and then that allows them to appeal it. So if they don't like what decision we make, or we're just like, we're going to do the same thing again, or whatever it is, I guess. What, either way, it restarts the appeal clock. Is that correct?
Correct. Okay. So basically what you do is, if you choose to hear this again, I send out public notice 30 days, or 10 days in advance, plus the requisite 3 days for the weekends and mailing and whatever else. So public notice goes out. We have the meeting posted as we post every meeting. We go through the exact same process over again. If you choose to approve the permit, then you will likely end up getting an appeal from the local property owners, which would then go to City Council and make it City Council's problem. If you choose to deny the permit, you will likely get an appeal from Optumera, who will then turn around and appeal it to City Council. Either way, I think no matter what your decision is at that meeting, it's going to get appealed to City Council, which effectively takes that decision out of your hands regardless. However, the only way for it to get to City Council is it has to go through Planning Commission first.
Right. So I guess I'm kind of torn on this, and I have a couple issues with it. I guess, first of all, it went through the clock. They had their opportunity, and they didn't. So that's kind of one. The second thing is I do feel a little bit of guilt if we do this again, you know, to the property owners that were obviously against it. And, you know, I mean, taken with a grain of salt that some of them had their issues were kind of outside things we can't control, like the suspected issues with the electromagnetic interference and such. But mainly for me, I guess, was understanding that people don't want to stare at this tower right in front of their face, in front of their house that they've spent, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars on. So I am sympathetic to that. And that's, I guess, were the part I would feel bad to bring it and represent it. But either way, this isn't going to go away. You know, whether it's Optimera or the next company, you know, trying to continue the progression and offer us multiple companies to choose from, I think is good to have competition. So I guess I'm wondering how you guys feel, fellow commissioners here on, you know, do we pull up our pants here and make a decision, or I guess either way, like I said, it's going to get bumped. So I guess we have to make a decision either way, whether we're going to revisit this and change. I guess once we start the discussion over again, we can decide which way we're going to go. But it sounds like that you're either going to have the public is not going to like it, or the applicant. Go ahead, Thomas.
One other point being, whether you approve this now or not, you will likely see it in April next year or this year coming, because, you know, they will seek to reapply. Mm-hmm. So
right. Oh, I see what you're saying. The one year.
Yeah. Otherwise, the 1 year stands. So basically, what I'm expecting is you're either going to see it now, or you're going to see it later. But you will see it eventually again.
So again, I don't want to dodge the bullet on this thing. We either face it or we kick it down the road, I guess, is where I was getting to. But either way, it sounds like it's going to get brought to a bigger picture, which that's the other side of me actually wants to see it. Look at here. We got nobody here. So maybe the appropriate thing would be to go ahead and pursue revisiting this and give it the opportunity to be discussed in a bigger, broader picture and let the council and the community see. It seems like when stuff gets to the council, people, I mean, this has happened only once since I've been on here, when we made a decision, I happened to be on another tower. And you know, of course, looking back at it, I would have done things differently, but it was a learning experience for myself. But yeah, they all of a sudden, you approved this and the council, all these people showed up, but when we had our meeting, there was nobody here, you know, or virtually very little. Go ahead.
My thing is, I... And OC had time to come in here and play their game. You know, we're not here to bend over for everybody. I mean, a lot of people don't like some of the decisions we make already. So my theory is their time ran out. They can appeal it or take it in front of the city council.
What do you think, Commissioner Bagley?
Well, I guess I don't disagree with that. And just correct me if I'm wrong, though. I think the biggest thing is that they're saying that we approved them to build in this spot, but they never told Optimera that they were going to sell it to them. Right? Is that my understanding of what they're saying?
They never told Optimera that it was a guarantee that they were going to approve that location. Okay. Remember, Optimera was the applicant.
Right.
OC signed the application as a, you know, co-signer, basically. Denise is the one who actually signed the application, regardless of Optimera being the, you know, applicant at that point. So it was always a possibility. I just don't know that it occurred to them that that was a possibility of bringing the item to the Planning Commission. And like we said, you know, we gave them another option. We asked them to go find another site. So it was really up to them to come to the table with another site that they would approve. And, you know, them giving... I don't know the details of...
Well, there's nothing...
Did they tell Matt he could go there, or did he ask them, or did he just say, oh yeah, we could probably just shuffle this down the lot?
There's nothing that says that they have to let him build there, right?
No.
So, I mean, just I guess because, what's the issue then? I mean, yeah. Really, they're just... They don't... I don't understand.
So just because you guys approved the permit doesn't mean that OC has to allow them to build.
Yeah. So this is kind of a complicated issue because we have third party, and obviously the city that's within city limits. So you know it's coming to us because the property falls under our jurisdiction. But it's kind of difficult when you have the property owner that's offering the lease to the applicant, and we're trying to suggest to them how they should utilize their property. But
right.
It's kind of more complicated is that you look at there's the right of way there where the existing tower already is for the tsunami warning system, and they just assume it go into that right of way next to that one, which I totally get. And, you know, it was my suggestion that they maybe move it over to a part of the property that would be unlikely to get developed just because of the in the corner towards the road, and it's near the setback issues and such, and the topography is kind of awkward there. But I wasn't sure what they would do, and I guess I was looking for some feedback from both Optimera and them, and of course they have to present it to their board, and so it's complicated. And now what I found interesting was that it says in here that they at their meeting that they didn't say that they didn't disagree with it until you got the letter, it looks like, Thomas, or the city got the letter saying that they didn't agree with it. But I see in here that it does say that they didn't say that they didn't disagree with it.
I mean, at the end of the day, like, if they said no, I mean, no means no. It is what it is. I mean...
I guess for sake of keeping an open relationship with OC and stuff, I would maybe, my personal opinion would suggest that we revisit this like the lawyer suggested possibly and go that way, but I respect what you guys are saying. But
the other thing is you can let it sit for the year and see if maybe something else comes out of it.
Well, yeah, I guess I mean, at the end of the day, if the property owner doesn't want them to build there, it's kind of too bad, right? I mean, like, if they say no, like, we don't want you to build here, it doesn't matter whether we approve it for them to build there or not. Like, if they say no, we're not going to sell you the property, then it doesn't really matter.
That's why we should just leave it for a year so they can reapply.
Yeah.
Maybe by then they'll work something out with OC on another spot.
I mean, I just feel like that part of it maybe wasn't very well organized. Like, I feel like in this whole process, we should have had a little bit more of... This is cut and dry. This is where we can build. And at the end of the day, you bring everything to us. We talk about it. And it's just yes or no. I mean, in reality, that's what it should be, you know?
Commissioner Marquez. Talk to us.
It would have been... just based on what I remember from the meeting we had where we had, like, Larissa on the phone and we had some OC guys in... Or Optimera guys in here... before we took the vote, it did sound like Larissa was gonna take it to OC's table, talk about it some more, and it seemed like they were gonna approve it. But I guess that wasn't the case. And the way I see this kind of going in my head would be, I mean, regardless of what we vote on, I think it would be better for it would be in the best interest of the property owners as well as Optimera to have this under a brighter light, bring it in front of the city council, and then, like you guys have said, bottom line, it's OC's decision. If they don't want it there, they don't want it there. But it's going to be a weird, like, merry-go-round of decision-making, discussions. I don't know when it's going to stop, but I don't think it will stop until they find a new spot for that tower, for sure.
And if I can go also ahead. Remind you guys, this is historically something that has happened before. When OC leased the piles of the area next to the airport for the cement company,
mm-hmm.
They then turned around to the city planning commission and asked them to effectively deny the application that those guys had in order to conduct, you know, to do their work there. So, you know, historically, the OC has requested that the Planning Commission review things to their benefit.
Yeah, that particular case, that's sort of similar because basically we approved an action that, according to the code, that lot, when you look at the actual zoning of the property, ironically, it said concrete and things like that was legitimate for that lot. But OC owns the land, and they, from my understanding, they basically went to the leaseholder and said, you, according to your lease documents, you're not allowed to do the sublease to this guy with your concrete. So like, that was an issue that was out of our hands, sort of similar even now, whereas we could sit here and make a decision on a property that's within city limits, but the owner of the property has the ultimate decision and could say, you're non-compliant with your lease. So it's really out of our hands, and I guess we probably shouldn't be thinking about any of that, because really that we shouldn't, I don't think we should be taking that in consideration, because that has nothing to do with us. I think we should just be focusing on making a decision, you know, what's sound for the community and what's right, regardless of the property owner, just my opinion. I think that, with that being said, I guess how would it apply to this? You know, I guess either way, it's in OC's hands, but I guess the real question is, should we allow them to revisit it without the one-year waiting period? Is that fair to do that in the light of the letter? By the lawyer, he suggested that the only, well, he made it sound like there were some other paths, but he didn't highlight them. He just mentioned the one easy way would be to show that there's something different that didn't exist before.
Right, we would have had to send him everything from that meeting.
Right. So I'm just sorry. I'm talking this out loud. I mean, I feel this through.
So if they were going to revisit it, though, like, I mean, that's the other thing we got to think about. It. Like, if we're going to bring this up again and they're going to revisit it and we're going to give them the chance, so that means that they're, like, they've clearly said that this lot is not an option. So if we're going to revisit it, then we're back to talking about the one that's right up next to that house again.
It's the same lot. It's it's a different location on the lot. Right. Yeah, it's just kind of a unique thing. But I mean, they want it in a right of way that could never be used to put a structure on. But it's, to my understanding, that lot, they had already looked into doing some development on it. It was going to be quite expensive for the dirt work because of the terrain differential between the upper and lower section. So I guess, is it fair to, you know, other people's in the public that we look at it this way? I suppose if the lawyer is saying that that's a good enough reason to revisit it, that's a decision we have to make, not tonight. But is this going to be presented to us at the next meeting, Thomas? Is that what's going on with this?
So what we were looking for tonight was a recommendation to the planning director to choose to or not to bring this back. And again, you can... If you choose to bring it back again, it is going to be for that upper area of the lot that they had originally applied for. That's what you will be looking at, and whether or not you feel that that is something that you need to consider again, then that's going to be up to you guys. But I mean, you did already think that at that location, you were not pleased with that location, or you didn't feel that it met the tests of code or in order to successfully pass in that location.
I think we felt like that the other end that the OC wasn't happy with was, and I'm not speaking for everyone, but I feel like we felt like if there was going to be an option where that tower could go up, that's where it was. I don't know that anyone was on board with putting it right next to people's houses.
I always want it by my house.
I don't know. I guess that's what I took from it at the time.
I paid property tax, so I would not want that thing to be looking out my window, doing dishes, and seeing that thing.
Right.
You already have to see one. Why are you forcing them to see another one?
Right. So, and again, my suggestion at the time, you know, of putting it in a different location was for my sympathy for the landowners right there, and just you know, staring at it, even though there already is a tower there. So, you know, being, I guess, this particular situation, being that it's a local, you know, the largest landowner and a company that's based here that's trying to just continue to grow its business, which benefits, you know, people in the community. I'm really torn on this, but in this particular case, I feel like the right thing to do would be to do it sooner than later. And I think we should revisit this and let the community have an opportunity to come speak on it rather than delay it. Maybe if it wasn't such of caliber, maybe. I don't know if this is the right term or if it's even fair to say this, but I feel like maybe if it was a different situation, I might be in a different opinion of it. But I feel like we need to revisit this sooner than later, I think, would be the fair thing to do in this particular case.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead, please. Can you turn on your mic, though?
I have a question for you. Would you want that tower by your house?
I personally, no. But I think by having an opportunity for the public to come talk and you know, have that opportunity.
I think they're going to end up taking it to the city council and have it thrown back out.
Well, but that's what we need to do. We need to air this thing out. So I guess we have to vote here, make a decision whether or not we're going to either not do anything or to suggest or make a, sorry, what did you call it, Thomas? We're making a, not a resolution or?
It's a recommendation. I mean, you can make it as a resolution. You could make it.
What's the, I just wanted to tag it properly. We're making a recommendation to the director.
Right.